Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? You are listening to Knockout Radio Show. I am your host, Anthony Harden Sr., and as always, I am broadcasting live from the heart of Northern California, Sacramento, California, on this Thursday night, January the 13th. It has been about 3 weeks since the last show, and of course, as always, I have a lot to talk about. Took a well-deserved, well-needed vacation, kind of regroup, feeling very, very recharged, feeling good, and I'm looking forward to another great year of hosting Knockout Radio Show. So without further ado, let's not waste any more time. It is 9 o'clock straight up, and it's time to get this show started. Maybe you are new to the show and are maybe not quite familiar as to the overall format, so I'm going to break it down for you. We are here to talk fights. We talk fights, whether they happen in the ring or the cage. We are also here to talk sports as well. NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, throwing a little NASCAR for you necks out there. Golf, not really into. Tennis, can't help you there. NCAA, college basketball, men's football, even NCAA men's baseball I'm into. So that just kind of captures everything in a nutshell. I'm a sports fan. I'm a fight fan. I'm here to talk MMA. I'm here to talk championship boxing. I cover it all. I talk about it all. As always, I have a great show for you guys tonight. Some of the things I want to talk about tonight. Saturday and Sunday, the NFL playoffs are among us. The second round of playoffs take place this weekend. We got the Jets versus the Patriots, Baltimore versus the Steelers, the Seahawks versus the Bears, and the Falcons and the Packers. I also want to talk about the Strikeforce MMA Heavyweight Championship Tournament, something that I have been looking forward to. Not so much the heavyweight tournament, but I'm an old-school UFC. I remember watching the very first UFCs, and I really enjoyed the single-night, single-man elimination tournaments to crown the ultimate fighter. So I like the thought of Strikeforce kind of doing something different, going a little old-school, and bringing back that tournament feel. I also want to get into, yes, the BCS National Championship game. Auburn beats Oregon 22-19 in Glendale, Arizona. And piggybacking off that, I also want to get into Auburn quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Cam Newton deciding today to enter the 2011 NFL Draft. We'll touch on if I actually think that's a good idea or not. So all that, of course, I want to get you up to speed on the latest scores around all the leagues, and caught up on all the news from the sports, MMA, and boxing worlds. Before I get started, I always do this. I want to thank all of the usual suspects. From Alabama to South Kakalaki to Australia, I have a hardcore following that. These guys have been with me from my very first show when I was sweating and stuttering and extremely nervous about a year ago to this very show right now. I'm still stuttering, I'm still sweating, and I'm still extremely nervous. But nonetheless, I come back and try and do my best to give you guys the best possible show. The list is way too long to name them all. I used to go through this long list every week, but I had to cut time. I want to get more content about the actual topics. So again, I want to give a big, big thanks to all the usual suspects. Without saying your names, you know exactly who you are, and I thank you all very, very, very much. So there you go. I've set the table for you guys tonight. Some of the topics I want to talk about. If you want to touch on any of those topics, or maybe you have something else on your mind, start dialing now. The numbers to be heard, 347-857-1959. Again, 347-857-1959. Okay, so, you know, I want to get in this right away. I don't know what you guys were doing on Monday, but I did absolutely nothing but sit and watch the BCS or the BS National Championship game when the Auburn Tigers defeated the vaunted Oregon Ducks offense 22-19 in Glendale, Arizona. I can't break this down in any other way but saying, you know, You go back and look at the past six BCS National Championship games, okay? And the craziest thing about this is you always have, like, the number one offenses, the number two defenses, and every year you expect a shootout. Every year you expect a 45-34 game. But it never really ever kind of pans out that way. And Monday night was no different. You know, I am of the opinion that I think these teams just take way too long to play the national championship game. Look, I have no problem with a 13-game schedule, but to go 35 days, 36, 37, almost 40 days in between games, I think you're putting these players and their particular offenses at a great, great disadvantage. Now, was it a good game? Yeah, I thought it was a great game. I don't mind the low scores. I don't think it's always necessarily good for ratings, but I'm not a television marketing person, so I could really care less. I want to give credit and kudos to University of Auburn Tigers quarterback Cam Newton. You know, what they did was fantastic. But I think one of the things, and I work with a guy, we go back and forth, he's from Kentucky, and he's a big-time SEC fan. But we go back and forth, and one of the reasons why we go back and forth is because he always wants to stand up and declare this great dominance of the Southeastern Conference. And I get that. And I can understand that. But let's just look at this, you know, from right dead center on that fence. When you looked at this game, you looked at the University of Auburn, just their overall squad. It looked like an NFL squad. These were some big, big, thick bodies. You look at the Oregon squad. And taking nothing away from what they are and what they've done, that is a fantastic team. But they are a little more slim, still just as fast. Looking at these teams on paper, of course, Oregon and all the points and all the yards this team gained, they just jumped off the paper, and you thought, "Wow, this is it. This is going to be Auburn, you know, Oregon's game." But for as good as Auburn is and was in that game, and the so-called SEC dominance, Oregon really, really showed up. And I know you can't, you're never ever going to win anything by losing, but I really think that Oregon really proved something. Oregon really, really, really proved something. And yeah, the SEC has dominated on the biggest stage. But Oregon stepped up. They really stepped up big time. And our Auburn's defense was able to stymie that Oregon offense. But I got to chalk that up to not only was the Auburn defensive line fantastic in that game, but Oregon's offense is about timing. And it kind of leads me back to my first point, and that is you just wait too long to play this game. And I really wonder how much of an effect that had on the Oregon offense. And I'm not going to make any excuses. Auburn won that game. Now, had Oregon played to the whistle, and stopped the freshman when everyone thought he was down, you know, this could be a totally different conversation. And I could be sitting here and saying how Oregon beat Auburn and the Pac-10 is back and they're back on top. And don't get me wrong, I am not one of these guys that is going to jump on the bandwagon and say, "Oh, I had that the whole time." I actually had Oregon in this game. I actually picked Oregon in this game. I just thought they would be too fast, and that tempo of the succession of plays would be too much for the Auburn defense. But the Auburn defense stepped up big time. Nick Fairley is a very, very sick individual, and I had to shake my head because it seemed like Nick Fairley actually spent more time in the Oregon backfield than LaMichael James. It seemed like every single time Oregon ran a play, a running play, that kind of delayed draw or whatever that was, LaMichael James was just gobbled up. And that's got to be frustrating. That has just totally have to be frustrating. But, you know, again, you have to tip your hat to the Auburn Tigers because they did what they had to do. They really, really did what they had to do, and that was show up in a big-time game. So, I mean, it was a fantastic game. We'll see. You know, I hate to be the cynical asshole and the guy that kind of looks down on everything, but I wonder two things. I wonder what would happen if, I don't know, maybe next week Auburn were to play Stanford or Auburn were to play TCU. I wonder what would happen if we actually had a playoff system. And again, that ties me back to the whole topic of time in between games. If there were a playoff system, these teams would be consistently playing every weekend, and you would really see the best college football has to offer. Now, did we see the best college football had to offer in number one Auburn versus number two Oregon? Yeah, we did. Did we see Auburn playing at their best offensively? I don't know. They were a very, very, very good offense throughout the season. Cam Newton was unbelievable. Like him or not, agree or disagree with what he's done and some of the choices that he's made, that has nothing to do with how he played on the football field, and it was amazing. It really was amazing. Now, again, with Oregon, did we see the best University of Oregon Duck football team Monday night? I don't know. I don't think so. I honestly don't think so. Yeah, I'm broadcasting from the West Coast, but I'm not an Oregon fan. For Christ's sake, I'm a Nebraska fan. So don't even get me started. I don't want to hear about East Coast, West Coast bias. Is there an East Coast and West Coast bias? Yes. Do I have one? Absolutely not. I just want to see good football. That's all I want to see is good football. So for all you SEC guys out there, let's just put it into perspective. Dell's football team almost got beat by the Ducks. The SEC almost got beat by the Pac-10, well, soon to be Pac-12, and the Ducks very, very easily could have come home with that trophy, but they didn't. And hats off to Auburn. They really did a fantastic job at, you know, they put on a great show. Real quick, I want to say what's up to Fear Campaign. That's my boy Garbage Points. Yeah, I know. I've moved around a little bit on my nights. I'm sorry I haven't kept up and let you guys know what's going on. But welcome back to the show, Garbage Points. It's our Fear Campaign. And it's been a while since I've seen you on, man. So welcome back. Welcome back. I know you want to talk a lot of fights, but I'll get into the Strikeforce heavyweight tournament a little bit. I got a couple more topics I want to get off my chest. Just want to let you guys know that you are listening to Knockout Radio Show. I'm your host, Anthony Harden Sr. If you know what you want to talk about, start dialing now. The number is 347-857-1959. Call me up. Let me know what you're thinking. Maybe you have a different opinion on what you saw at the BCS National Championship game between Auburn and Oregon. The online chat is up and running, but beware. It is shark-infested water, so enter at your own risk. My man, Fear Campaign, he is a shark. He is a shark, and he will call you on your shit. and it could end ugly. If you want, you can drop me an email. I've been getting a lot of emails lately. Drop me an email at aharden at knockoutradioshow.com. Again, aharden, H-A-R-D-I-N, at knockoutradioshow.com. Let me know what's on your mind. You can also check out the new website, knockoutradioshow.com. Check it out. We got MMA news. We got sports news. I got articles from, Bleacher Report that I have up. Check it out, knockoutradioshow.com. Get up there. Check out the website. Let me know what you guys think. I want some feedback. This is my first website. Just now got up, so I want to know what you guys think. You can also listen to the show on iTunes. You can listen to it whenever you want, wherever. Just type in Anthony Harden or Knockout Radio Show, and the most recent show will come up. You can also go back, listen to past shows, maybe a particular interview you like, maybe me talking with Daniel Ninja Roberts, or you write a favor. I got tons of interviews in there with all types of fighters, maybe Phil Lanity, Steve, Valentine. Go back and check it out. You can also check me out on Facebook. Friend me on Facebook, Anthony Harden. You can also go to Knockout Radio Show. It was Vincent Radio. I have to switch it back over to Knockout Radio Show. I kind of like the fan page, but friend me. Like the show. Let me know you guys are out there. There's the strength in numbers. Of course, you can also find me on BleacherReport.com. Just search Anthony Harden Sr. and check out some of my latest articles. I will say that it's been about 2 weeks since I've been on Bleacher Report writing. Been doing a lot of remodeling around the house and been really, really busy. Completely honest with you. So I'm back on track. The show is back on track. The writing is coming back on track. It's all good. We're putting everything back together. So, again, you are listening to Knockout Radio Show. I am your host, Anthony Harden. I want to real quickly kind of tie everything up with this whole Auburn and Oregon thing. And what I want to bring up is the fact that today, Auburn quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Cam Newton announced that he is entering the 2011 NFL Draft. Now, most of you would think, that's great. He's riding the high of winning the national championship and winning the Heisman. Some of you may think, hey, you know what, why not come back for one more season and try and win two Heismans in a row? Let me tell you something. There is no way in hell that Cam Newton was coming back to the University of Auburn after the whole scandal of the pay-for-play. It really tarnished some of his performances, and so he is choosing to skip the senior season. I think it's a very smart decision, because all that would happen with Cam Newton coming back to Auburn is leave that door open for a lot more probing. Don't get me wrong. This whole pay-for-play scandal, it's not over yet. It's still being investigated. It would not surprise me if a year from now the proof comes out and Auburn is stripped of his national championship and Cam Newton is stripped from his Heisman Trophy because he was found ineligible. Now, he was not proven to have done anything wrong, but you never know. I mean, Newton did a lot. He led the Tigers their first national title since 1957, 14-0 season. They beat Oregon. He's at the top. Why would you want to go back down, ride that momentum? But for those of you that think it's just about challenging himself and going into the NFL, that might have a lot to do with it, but it's not everything. I can guarantee you, without it being said, I firmly, firmly believe that Cam Newton was not wanted back at the University of Auburn. Too many questions, too much uncertainty about what really happened, and that's not a good thing. That is definitely, definitely not a good thing. So Cam Newton has decided to take his talents to the NFL by a route of the 2011 NFL draft. Let me know what you guys think about that. Do you think it's a good thing? Do you think it's a bad thing? How do you think Cam Newton will fare? I'm looking here at the online chat. Your campaign says, hey, Andrew Luck, you enter the NFL draft. And he says, go to the 49ers with Harbaugh. That's all they need. You know, I'm not positive as to where Cam Newton is going to go, but he could have really worked his way into a top 10 pick. I don't think so. And look on the field. This year he rushed for 1,400 yards, 20 touchdowns, while passing for 2,800, basically 2,900 yards, and 30 touchdowns. He set Auburn season records for both rushing and passing touchdowns and total offense, and he also set an SEC mark for yards on the ground by a quarterback. In the national championship game, he was injured his back, still passed for 265 yards, 2 touchdowns, and ran for another 64. You know, so we're going to see where that frame, that body style he has. Listen, this is not a Cam Newton is just like Tim Tebow. These are two completely different quarterbacks. Two completely different quarterbacks. 6'6", 250 pounds, give or take. Gene Chizik, Auburn head coach, has said, hey, this is probably the best football player I've ever seen. That could be argued. But one thing that can't be argued is the fact that Cam Newton is on his way to the NFL. If, again, you want to talk about that, you got an opinion on that, feel free to call in. The number is 347-857-1959. Again, 347-857-1959. Question of the night would be, how do you think Cam Newton will do? And it's a very vanilla question, but I'm just wondering, because there's a lot of haters and there's a lot of fans out there. I'm wondering, how do you think Cam Newton will do in the NFL? I mean, 6'6", 250, you know, that kind of conjures up memories of another large, hard-throwing, rifle of an arm quarterback out of the SEC, and that guy's name was Jamarcus Russell. I'm not saying Cam Newton is the next Jamarcus Russell. I think Cam Newton has the talent, and I actually think he has the drive to be very successful in the NFL. Will he be a top 10 pick? You know, before this whole situation started, he was a late first rounder, early second round pick. So still, that's still nothing to turn your nose at. But let's be honest with each other. Let's just be honest with each other and call it how it is. This guy, he says, you know, this decision was difficult for me and my family. You know, he said that he made after talking to Coach Gene Chizik and offensive coordinator Gus Malzahn, and he says, you know, it's been a blessing for me to be part of something so great. Anytime you win games, it's a big deal, but for this school to win a BCS national championship, what a way to make people happy. Auburn's a special place that I can call home. Well, you also called Florida home until you got kicked out. You also called Blinn College in Texas home, where you actually won a junior college national championship. Called that home, too. So, you know, you can call me a hater. I just call for it as I see it. Cam Newton had to have known what was going on. Can you prove it? No. He's going to make 20, 30 million. Who knows? But it's all good when you're 6'6 and 250 and you're dropping back and throwing receivers are being covered by corners that aren't going to ever play in the NFL. The NFL is a whole different animal, a completely different animal. And I'm just wondering, you know, again, You look at a guy like Jamarcus Russell. You look at a guy like Tim Tebow. Great college players. Fantastic college players. These guys were disgusting out there. How'd that work out for Jamarcus Russell? Raider fans, feel free to call in. 347-857-1959. Online chat is up. Also drop me an email at aharden, H-A-R-D-I-N, at knockoutradioshow.com. Let me know. How do you think it's going to pan out for Cam Newton in the NFL? Didn't work out so well for Jamarcus Russell. Again, best guy in the field when he was playing for LSU. Tim Tebow could have won back-to-back national Heisman trophies. He is in the NFL, take, what, 25th overall? Tim Tebow has a long way to go. And I actually a Tim Tebow fan. But Tim Tebow has a long way to go before he is looked at as a solid, legitimate NFL quarterback. You can say it's a delivery. I don't necessarily buy that. The guy wins games. And in the end, it doesn't really matter how you win games in the NFL. The most important thing is that you actually win the games in the NFL. So Cam Newton, congratulations on the national championship. Congratulations on the junior college national championship. Congratulations on the Heisman. But I'm not buying the whole, this was a difficult decision to make. You know, I know, everyone knows, you were not coming back to the University of Auburn. You were not coming back to play for the Tigers next season. There has just been too much bullshit and too much of a dark cloud around you. As soon as the whole pay-to-play scandal broke out, you knew you were going straight to the NFL. You won't have to answer questions. I mean, you're still going to be asked those questions. Don't come across me. You better not see me in a post-game presser, because I will be that guy. I will be that guy that says, "Hey Cam, come on now. Did you really not know? Did you really not know that your dad was shopping you around in a pay-for-play situation?" But hey, he had a job to do, and he got it done. Only time is going to tell how this guy pans out in the NFL. Your campaign says, like a boxer with fast hands, Tebow will do great for an early career, then die. I know, fear campaign. I hope, Robert points, I hope you're not saying he's actually literally going to die. I mean, Tim Tebow is a scrambling, running quarterback. So are you saying his career will die? Or are you saying, like, he will scramble for 5 yards to pick up the first down, not slide, take a helmet-to-helmet from Lamar Woodley, Richard Seymour, and actually die? I want to specify. I just want to make sure you're not calling any crazy shit, a bad juju on the golden boy, the chosen one, Tim Tebow. You got to love SEC fans. I work with an SEC fan. This guy, listen to this, my homeboy, listen to Timbo from Covington, Kentucky. Listen to Timbo talk. You would swear that Auburn could play the Patriots this weekend in Foxborough, in the snow, and still beat them by 27 points. He's got a lot of input, a lot of ideas, and a lot of thoughts on how great the SEC is. Best conference in college football. That's what he says. But I tell you what, Tigers came in ranked 55th nationally in total defense. But on Monday night, the Auburn Tigers shut down the Oregon Ducks. Shut them down. The SEC has won 6 of the last 8 BCS title games. And real quickly, don't think that this whole pay for play situation, don't think that that just happens in the SEC, because it doesn't. Cam Newton is not a bad guy. Cecil Newton is not a bad guy. He's not a bad dad. He's just trying, let's put it out there, he's trying to get his son paid. He understood his son had talents. Yes, he was that good. If my son is going to go somewhere, I want to make sure he and his family is taken care of. You can't. Yes, it's against the rule, but can you really blame him? New question of the night. Let me know your thoughts. If your son was Cam Newton, and you knew that schools would pay for his talents, would you cultivate a pay-for-play scenario? 347-857-1959. Again, 347-857-1959. You are listening to Knockout Radio Show. I'm your host, Anthony Harden Sr. You know what you want to talk about? Start dialing now. Just give you the numbers. 347-857-1959. The online chat is up and running. I know Fear Campaign is chomping at the bit. He wants to talk some MMA. I know he does. The online chat is up and running, but beware. It is shark-infested water, so enter at your own risk. If you want, you can drop me an email at aharden@knockoutradioshow.com. Let me know what's in your mind. Hey, while you're listening to the show, how about you go to knockoutradioshow.com? That's a great thought. Listen to the show while on the show's website. And then, yes, you can also listen to the show on the website. You can go back and listen to archive shows. Try to cover all the bases for you guys out there. You listen to the show on iTunes, you listen to the show whenever you want. Just type in Anthony Harden or Knockout Radio Show. The most recent show will come up. You can go back and listen to past shows, maybe an interview you liked, Daniel Ninja Roberts, Mojo Horn, Uriah Faber, Joe Warren, Lyman Good, Eddie Alvarez, Phil Lanides, Steven Spaniard Valentine. Got a lot of interviews. Also, important, check me out on Facebook. Type in Anthony Harden Sr. Go to Knockout Radio Show. Check me out on Facebook. Friend me. Like the show. Strength in numbers. Like the show. You can also find me on BleacherReport.com. Search Anthony Harden Sr. and check out some of my latest articles. I mean, I'm writing about the Raiders. I write about football, baseball. I cover fights constantly through Vincent Magazine. So I got plenty of platforms you guys can follow me on. But go to Knockout Radio Show. Just want to let you guys know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Vincent Magazine, the official magazine of mixed martial arts. 1 year subscription, $20. It doesn't get any better than that. Go to VincentMagazine.com, click on the subscribe button. We're a bi-monthly magazine. It's a fantastic magazine. I actually bought a subscription to the magazine. I write for Vincent Magazine, and I still bought a subscription to Vincent Magazine. You got chicks. You got workout routines, supplement reviews, rankings, my articles, my interviews, the best of the best in mixed martial arts and boxing. Yeah, we cover boxing too. If there's a fight and it happened somewhere, we covered it. We got pictures. You got scantily clad women in the middle of the magazine. Every other month, 6 issues, $20 for a year. That's not bad. Don't be a cheapskate. Check it out, VincentMagazine.com. Click subscribe. Tell them I sent you. They'll give me a pat on the back. Maybe Sharon will buy me a beer when I see her next. But don't waste any time. Minimize knockoutradioshow.com. Go to VincentMagazine.com. Get your subscription. And then go back to knockoutradioshow.com. All while you're listening to Knockout Radio Show. Okay. Your campaign, garbage points. I don't know what you want to go by. I know Fantasy's over, so maybe you're not garbage points now. Now you're pure campaign. I know you want to talk some MMA. I know you want to talk some MMA. So the topic I chose, look, I could run down 15 different news stories right now. You get plenty of press releases. Strikeforce has announced an 8-man single elimination heavyweight tournament. Good or bad? I think it is fantastic. I think it is going to be a big, big deal. I think what they're doing is kind of bringing back that old school tournament style. I just think it's what Strikeforce needs. And I'm a huge Strikeforce fan. I cover all the Strikeforce events. But Strikeforce is they're missing something. And I think that this heavyweight tournament could be exactly what Strikeforce needs to really make that leap. They need to separate themselves from Bellator. It's UFC, it's Strikeforce, it's Dream, Bellator, World Victory Road, and that's no slam on Bellator. But Strikeforce needs this. They need to do this. This is very important. I think the way this sets up is going to be fantastic. I'm not sure about the bracketing of the fighters, but you got Fedor Emelianenko. He's going to fight Antonio Bigfoot Silva. Not a bad way. Not a bad way. Now, this is all going to take place February 12th from the Izod Center in New Jersey. Okay? Also, the co-feature for this single-man tournament is going to be former UFC World Heavyweight Champion Andre the Pitbull Orlovsky versus Sergey Karatanov of Moscow, Russia. Now, for those that don't know, go back and just go on YouTube and look up Karatanov versus Alistair Overeem. That's all I'm going to say. But you might want to look up that fight. You might be surprised as to what happens. I'm looking here at the online chat. Give me a second. You know, you got Fair Campaign saying, I don't know who could beat Overeem right now at his peak. And as for the Fedor, Bigfoot Silva, he says, good fight, Fedor wins. I agree, Greg and Pan. I agree completely. The only thing that bothers me, I kind of got to this, is the way that this kind of bothers me how this whole thing is set up. The bracketing, the format for this, It does not necessarily lead you to, not that you want to see everything set up so it's Fedor versus Alistair Overeem, but you want to see the two best fighter heavyweights in the world kind of bracket themselves down and meet in a championship, don't you? Two other quarterfinal matchups. You have Alistair Overeem will face the only man to beat Fedor Emelianenko, well, not by disqualification, Fabricio Werdum. Also, you're going to see Brett the Grim Rogers versus Josh Barnett. I actually like that matchup. It's, you know, everyone's talking right now, it's going to be hard to, if Josh Barnett is to kind of clip through this, we're going to see if he can get licensed in California. You know, Strikeforce is going to want to have this main event when this is all said and done, the heavyweight world Grand Prix. They're going to want to have this in San Jose, and why not? That's their backyard. That's where Strikeforce is from. We'll see how it plays out. But Fedor versus Bigfoot Silva, Arlovski versus Karatanov, and like I said, go look up Karatanov versus Alistair Overeem. Look it up. Find that fight. Go to MMA Linker. I don't care where you have to go. Go watch that fight. Brett the Grim Rogers, Josh Barnett. I like what Strikeforce is doing. Strikeforce needs this. Strikeforce definitely needs this. This is a win-win for Strikeforce. Any way you cut it, this is a win-win. This is going to get people excited. And, you know, Scott Coker has kind of alluded to, without really saying, you know, this card, the way this card is going to kind of wrap up, he said, hey, you know, I'd pay for this on pay-per-view. And why not? I mean, in my perfect world, I would like to see this heavyweight Grand Prix, in the perfect world, they would have the quarterfinals and semis on CBS. You want to draw people. Yes, hey, I'm a diehard MMA fan. Do I want to see MMA commercialized? No. But what I do want to see is I want to see it sanctioned all across the United States. So we can have these events in every state of this great country. And the only way we can do that, and I say we because we're all MMA fans, the only way we're going to do that is by getting more people to watch it. It needs to touch as many people as possible. And I don't mean touching by like Brett Favre touching. I mean, you need asses in seats. Strikeforce has a great card. They don't put asses in seats, and they need that right now. Strikeforce needs to consistently have 13, 14, 15,000 people packing the HP Pavilion, packing the Izod Center. Strikeforce has some great, great fighters. But you got to put asses in seats. Fear Campaign says, dream on, Anthony. Really? Is it really a dream? He also thinks Rogers is going to beat Josh Barnett. I don't know. Josh Barnett's pretty damn good. Josh Barnett has rolled and fought not some of, but the greatest heavyweights in the world from the UFC days to the Pride days. Your campaign says, hey, UFC sells out. That's what UFC claims. Yes, I think they do sell out. But we had Kurt DeChow in Boston, and he went to the Boston event and said that Boston event wasn't sold out. Just because you comp 3,000 tickets, that's 3,000 people that may have necessarily not paid to go see that fight. Now, I wasn't there, so I don't know. But for Strikeforce to keep on par with the UFC, this heavyweight tournament is going to help that. I think what also could help Strikeforce is for them to get their shit together and do this middleweight Grand Prix. Doing, you know, Coker, it was a Pride fan, and he said, you know, this kind of brought, you know, I remember back in the old days of the Pride Grand Prix. Hey, I'm a Pride guy. I got a Pride sweater on right now. Collector's edition. You can't even find it anymore. Now you go buy a Pride sweater, you have to go to the UFC website. No. Not the gear that I have. I have the original Pride gear. But Strikeforce, after this heavyweight Grand Prix, they need to mix in a middleweight Grand Prix. I'm telling you, this could be big things for Strikeforce. And I got you, Fear Campaign. What would you like to bet? Fear Campaign says, hey, UFC sells out. I'll bet you, hey, bad economy. I get that. What do you want to bet? You let me know. Now, do I think the Izod Center is going to be sold out in New Jersey? I hope it is. It's a good thing if it is. It's a great thing if it is. Let me know what you guys think. Got a lot of people listening tonight. What do you guys think? You are listening to the Knockout Radio Show. I'm your host, Anthony Harden. I kind of set the table for you guys. I'm on this Strikeforce Heavyweight Grand Prix topic right now. You got an opinion, you want to let me know, you want to voice your opinion, maybe you agree with me, maybe you disagree with me. The number is 347-857-1959. Again, 347-857-1959. Call up. Let me know what you're thinking. Maybe you have a whole different opinion on this. Maybe you want to talk about Cam Newton. Maybe you want to talk about Auburn beating Oregon. Maybe you want to weigh in on this Strikeforce Grand Prix. If you want, you can drop me an email at aharden@knockoutradioshow.com. Check out knockoutradioshow.com. Get online. Hey, the website for the show is up and running. I got you. I keep you up to date on your MMA news, some sports. Got question of the week. Right now the question is, you know, should Dan Henderson stay fighting at light heavyweight or middleweight? Let me know what's up. You can listen to the show on iTunes. Listen to the show whenever you want. Just go to iTunes, type in Anthony Harden or Knockout Radio Show. The most recent show will come up. You can kind of scroll through. Maybe listen to a past interview that you liked. Got Uriah Faber, Daniel Ninja Roberts. I got all kinds of guys. Got all kinds of interviews in there. Phil Lanides. Check me out on Facebook. Check me out on Facebook. Like me. Friend me. You don't got to like me, but you can like me. Friend the show. Be a fan of the show. Let me know that the message is getting out there. I'm trying to spread the word. And no, Fear Campaign, I'm not doing odds. I don't do odds. It's just straight up, win or lose. Of course, you can also check me out on BleacherReport.com. Search Anthony Harden Sr. Check out some of my latest articles. I take those articles from Bleacher Report. I post them on KnockoutRadioShow.com. If you go to KnockoutRadioShow.com, you will also see, you click on like the past shows. I have like a vault of past shows that pulls up that particular show. Or most recent show. This show will be up by tomorrow. Got latest shows, December 2nd, November 18th. Got headlines, articles. You can contact me, contact the show. You got my past blogs. Again, which weight class should Strike Fire Dan Henderson fight at? Light heavyweight or middleweight? I will keep you up to date. Stay faithful to the show. Stay faithful to the website. Keep coming back. I'll let you guys know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Golden Gear. Handmade gear at the right price. Golden Gear carries all the best in MMA, boxing, kickboxing, and Muay Thai gear. Golden Gear carries boxing gloves, MMA gloves, sparring headgear, shin pads, protective training gear, Muay Thai shorts, all at unbeatable prices. Upon special requests, Golden Gear even sells MMA cages and boxing rings. Everything is handmade in Thailand and of top-grade leather. Register today to receive great deals at GoldenGearMMA.com. So for the best fight gear, training equipment, and apparel, go to GoldenGearMMA.com. It will be the best gear you will ever use, Golden Gear. The best fight through it. And on that, I want you guys to know, next week, I have an old interview from Golden Gear. My man, Danny Goldberg. I'm going to feature an interview I had. This kid is 16 years old that owns Golden Gear. What were you doing at 16 years old? You probably weren't running a company that sells rings, cages, fight apparel. Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. But check out Golden Gear. GoldenGearMMA.com. You also want to check out the show next week. I'm going to play a past interview I had with Danny Goldberg, just so you fight fans and you sports nerds out there can kind of get a better feel of who Danny Goldberg is and what Golden Gear is and what they are trying to do. It's a great story. It is a fantastic story. I have not been training for the past, probably 3 months. I have a bulging disc in my back right now, and I got to get myself healthy so I can get back to training. But as soon as I do, Danny's going to hook me up. He's going to hook me up with some gear, and I appreciate that. He's a good dude. Good kid, and I like what he's doing. So, kind of talking about the Strikeforce Heavyweight Grand Prix that's coming up. I want to switch gears a little bit. I know I've got about 9 minutes left in the show. I only got an hour show tonight. I apologize. You know, as soon as my work schedule changes, we'll go back to the 2-hour big show. But for now, you just have to just bear with me. We're going to do 1-hour shows for a couple more weeks. Then we'll go back to the big 2-hour shows. I do want to get you guys caught up real quickly. Real quick scoreboard. Number 8, Purdue Boilermakers men's basketball dropped 67-70 against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. In the NBA tonight, the Denver Nuggets and Carmelo Anthony, on his way out the door as soon as possible, are playing the Miami Heat. Trying to get my updated scoring here, and it looks like the Nuggets are leading 104-82 in the fourth. Minnesota Timberwolves get a win over the Washington Bullets. Sorry, the Washington Wizards, 109-97. And the Orlando Magic beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 125-124. Thunder will get the big win over the Magic. And lastly, the Rangers beat the Vancouver Canucks 1-0 in the NHL. Boston Bruins, whoo, big score, beat the Philadelphia Flyers 7-5. The Ottawa Senators beat the New York Islanders 6-4. Buffalo Sabres beat the Carolina Hurricanes 3-2. Florida Panthers beat Nashville 3-2. Phoenix beats Toronto 5-1. Edmonton is beating the San Jose Sharks 4-1 with, if my update's correct, with about 7.5 minutes left in the third. And the St. Louis Blues are beating the Los Angeles Kings 3-1 with about 5 minutes left in the third period. Like I said, I want to switch gears real quickly. I know we're I want to talk a little NFL playoffs right now. We're in the show. You know, this weekend, as in case you didn't know, we got football on Saturday, football on Sunday. Saturday, the early game, Baltimore Ravens at the Pittsburgh Steelers. The late game, the Green Bay Packers at the Atlanta Falcons. Sunday, the early game, we have the Seattle Seahawks at the Chicago Bears. And the New York Jets take on the New England Patriots in the nightcap Sunday night. Rest assured knowing that I will be doing nothing Saturday and Sunday but watching these games. And I think the most interesting game, you know, you can get excited about all these games, but obviously, the one that really scream out is the Baltimore game at Pittsburgh on Saturday. No offense to the Packer fans or you Falcon fans, but that Baltimore-Pittsburgh game, that's going to be the game. That is really going to be the game. That's what I'm excited for the most. Right now, the current line is 3.5 points. Baltimore is second in the AFC North. Pittsburgh came in first. Both have 12-4 records. You know, everyone's picking the Ravens, and I got to go with the Ravens. I'm a Raider fan, so I'm not going to give any love whatsoever to the Steelers. I like that Baltimore defense. I love the Pittsburgh defense, but, hey, Ed Reed, you cannot go against Ed Reed. When Ed Reed is in the lineup, you cannot bet against the Baltimore Ravens. The Saturday game, I just think Matty Ice, Matty Ryan, the Atlanta Falcons, Roddy White, Michael Turner, I just think they're going to be too much for the Green Bay Packers. Hey, call back next week and let me know what you think. I could be wrong. I think Clay Matthews is a friggin' beast. But I just like what Atlanta does. And quite frankly, Atlanta is unbeatable. Matt Ryan is unbeatable at home. What, 19-1 in the Superdome? You got to love that. I'm going Atlanta all the way. Sorry, Pack fans. I got family in Green Bay right now. I know you're listening, and I'm sorry. I got to go with the Falcons. Seattle, at Chicago. You know, these two dogs actually played earlier in the season. Seattle did not look like a losing team that barely limped into the playoffs. When they took it to the Saints last week. I mean, New Orleans just looked shell-shocked. I'm going to have to go Seahawks. I could be totally, totally wrong. Lions, what, 10 points right now? Seattle 7-9, first in the NFC West. Chicago's first at 11-5. And Seattle's horrible on the road. They are horrible on the road. And that could be the factor. Hey, they played the Saints at home. They played them in Seattle. I could be totally off base, but the way Seattle looked against the Saints last week, I'm all in. My cousin Shane Perino is going to be pissed. He's a hardcore Bears fan. But I just like the way the Seahawks played last week. And I'm going to take them over the Bears. The nightcap, the Jets versus the Patriots. I mean, this is what you want to see in the AFC Championship game. It's not going to happen. I think the current line is 8.5 right now, New England. Over-under is 44. Take the over. Man, the weather, take the over on that, just for all intents and purposes. Jets came in second in the AFC East. New England came in first. New England with a 14-2 record. Jesus. Bill Belichick is sick. That guy is disgusting. Both were 6-2 on the road. The Patriots were 8-0 at home. The Jets were 5-3 at home. Doesn't matter. They're playing in Foxborough. You got to go with the Patriots. You got to go with the Patriots and Tom Brady and that gay-ass haircut they have. I'm sure Giselle likes it. She's got to be one of the only ones. And I agree with you, Pure Campaign. The Bears are playing way beyond their limits. Pure Campaign says, hey, I take the Seahawks plus 10. I like that. I just like what the Seahawks are bringing. So there you go. I got the Ravens. I got the Falcons on Sunday. I got the Seahawks and the Patriots. Not bad. Not bad at all. Should be a very interesting Saturday and Sunday in the NFL. I apologize. I got a little too carried away on the whole Auburn. It kind of bled into my time. I'm just got about a minute left in the show. I want to thank you all very, very much for listening to Knockout Radio Show. I'm your host, Anthony Harden. I hope you guys like the new format. Hope I've touched enough bases for you fight fans and for you sports fans. I will be back next Thursday at 9 o'clock, 9 to 10, every Thursday. I will be back on another great show. I'm working on some interviews for you guys next week. First show back. Just want to come in, you know, got the new office done, stretch my legs a little bit. Hope you guys enjoy the show. Again, thank you all for listening very, very much. I really, really appreciate it. I will be back next Thursday, 9 to 10. All the guests on there, like Fear Campaign said, don't be afraid to speak up. You guys are in a chat room. Feel free to speak up. My man, Fear Campaign, he's carrying the show. We'll just point to you guys. So, again, I am Anthony Harden, Sr. This is Knockout Radio Show. Hey, go on Facebook. Friend me, friend the show. Go to iTunes. Look the show up. And go to knockoutradioshow.com. That is the show website. That is my website. I got to throw some pictures on there. I got to finish the contact and the About Me pages. But other than that, the page is up and running. It's golden. Use the resource that I give you. If you build it, they will come. That's what they said in Iowa. That's what I'm hoping is happening here. I will be back next Thursday, 9 o'clock. I'm Anthony Harden. This is Knockout Radio Show. Keep your hands up and your chin down. Like I always in the show, I'm gone.